This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. The campaigning for the second and final phase of the Bihar Assembly elections has ended last evening. In this phase, polling will be held on Tuesday in 122 assembly constituencies, spread across 20 districts. The political fate of 1,302 candidates, including 136 female candidates, will be decided by more than 3.7 crore electorates in the phase of voting. On the last day of campaigning, star campaigners and senior leaders from both the NDA and the Mahagathbandhan made last-ditch efforts to woo the voters in support of their party candidates. Meanwhile, campaigning has also ended for by-elections in 8 assembly constituencies, which will be held on Tuesday. These constituencies are Budgam and Nagrota in Jammu and Kashmir, Anta in Rajasthan, Gadsila in Jharkhand, Jubilee Hills in Telangana, Tarn Taran in Punjab, Dampa in Mizoram and Nuapada in Odisha. Counting of votes will take place on 14th of November along with Bihar Assembly elections. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the Silver Jubilee celebration of formation of Uttarakhand in Dehradun yesterday. He inaugurated and laid the foundation stones for various development projects worth over 8,140 crore rupees. Addressing a gathering, Mr. Modi said, "The double engine government is continuously working to take Uttarakhand to new heights of development." He said that local products of Uttarakhand are aligning with the Vocal for Local campaign and 15 agricultural products from the state have received GI tags. Mr. Modi said that Uttarakhand's new film policy has made shooting easier in the state and it is also rapidly emerging as a wedding destination.
Wedding destination ke roop mein bhi Uttarakhand lokpriya ho raha hai aur mera to abhiyan chal raha hai Wedding in India ke liye Uttarakhand ko apne yahan usi aalishaan star ki suvidhaen viksit karni chahiye aur iske liye 5-7 badi destination ko tay karke unhe viksit kiya ja sakta hai.
President Draupadi Murmu held wide-ranging bilateral discussions with President João Lourenço of Angola in Luanda yesterday. The two nations also exchanged MOUs to enhance cooperation in the areas of fisheries, aquaculture, marine resources, and consular matters. President Murmu welcomed Angola's decision to join the International Big Cat Alliance, IBCA, and the Global Biofuels Alliance, GBA.
हम विभिन्न द्विपक्षीय क्षेत्र में तथा इंडिया अफ्रीका फोरम समिट के व्यापक संदर्भ में अपने सहयोग को गहन बनाने के लिए मिलकर काम करना जारी रखेंगे हमने फिशरीज एक्वाकल्चर और मेराइन रिसोर्सेज तथा कंसुलर मामले में सहयोग के लिए 2 एमओयूज भी संपन्न किए तथा एयर सर्विसेज एग्रीमेंट को आगे बढ़ाने का भी निर्णय लिया.
The two leaders agreed to continue working together to deepen the cooperation, including in energy partnership, infrastructure, defense, health, agriculture, and digital technologies. President Murmu is on a visit to Angola and Botswana from 8 to 13 November. In Angola, she will be attending the 50th anniversary celebrations of Angola's independence on Tuesday. She will proceed to Botswana on 11th of November on the second leg of her tour. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan called upon graduating students to work hard with dedication without giving up and see awards coming their way. He was addressing the graduating students of JSS Academy of Higher Education in Mysore yesterday. He asked students to use the knowledge gained in the college and concentrate on their goals. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh disclosed that total revenue of over 4,085 crore rupees has been earned through 5 dedicated annual cleanliness campaigns, lasting 1 month each since 2021 through disposal of scrap. Dr. Singh said that this amount of over 4,085 crores earned by selling of the scrap could be the total budget of one mega space mission or multiple Chandrayaan space missions. Indian naval ship INS Sahyadri is at Guam in the Northern Pacific to participate in the multilateral exercise Malabar 2025. The Defence Ministry said that the participation INS Sahyadri in exercise Malabar reaffirms India's enduring partnership and its commitment to strengthening coordination, enhancing interoperability and demonstrating a collective resolve to safeguard regional security. In chess, Indian Grandmaster Kartik Venkataraman secured his place in the fourth round after defeating Romania's GM Bogdan Daniel Diec in the tiebreaker of the FIDE Chess World Cup 2025. And that is the end of this news bulletin.